This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Inside the 11 p.m. hour Friday night on The Fan in New York. Your nighttime host, KM Keith McPherson, taking calls, talking sports, sharing my experience, my thoughts, letting you into my sports mind as I'm watching UConn creep back up on Creighton. Nice little run here, 55-50 Creighton over UConn as we wait to see who will face St. John's in the Big East Tournament Championship. The conversation we're having right now is around Russell Wilson. Russell, last name Wilson, Mr. Danger Russ. He's done Subway commercials. You know, this guy dates Ciara.
You ever done anything dangerous?
Danger Russ. Used to be, you know, make a miss, right? This guy threw an interception at Malcolm Butler. I wish he could have taken it back, but it's in the past. I look at him right now as an option for the New York Giants. Let's see what Anthony in Manchester thinks about that. What's up, man?
Good. How you doing, Keith? First time caller.
Thanks.
All right. Russ Wilson, I'll take him right away. I mean, I don't feel that we should be taking one of these first two quarterbacks in the third pick. I'm looking at like Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. You know, I don't know how you feel about the quarterback from Ohio State.
But, no, sir. Will Howard. Here's what I think about the quarterback situation. I bring in Russell Wilson, and I still draft one of Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. You might not be able to get Cam Ward because the Titans might just say, we're taking him. We didn't get any trade packages. We're taking him. I would take Shedeur Sanders. This Giants regime needs to draft a young quarterback. One, Russell Wilson might actually be cooked at some point during the season. He kind of tapered off with the Steelers. He might not be able to go a full season. Okay, so you want to have that young guy there. And no guarantee that, you know, waiting for like a Kyle McCord or a Tyler Shuck or a Quinn Ewers in later rounds is going to materialize. I think you got a better shot with Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur Sanders is accurate. Shedeur Sanders has gone to programs like Jackson State and Colorado that had no winning going on and turned them into winners. And his dad is not going to let him fail. His brothers are not going to let him fail. Like, he's got a good support system around him. All of the chatter will die down. I think that the Giants have scouted him and have done a lot of work on him, that if he's there at three, they're going to take him. Go on.
Yeah, no, I mean, as far as this regime with Daboll and all that, I mean, you know, Mara said, okay, better look different next year. But at the same time, everybody's talking about how they're on the hot seat and all that. I understand that. But at the same time, you don't know that. You know what I mean? He likes the way they're going with things, you know?
I think they're on the lukewarm seat. These guys should have been fired. Last year, they had every reason to fire these guys. And if they didn't fire them after last year, their seat is not hot. Mara's seeing this through. He may regret it more than he might already regrets it now. But like when you talk about things looking different, the defense already looks different. They've already added some pieces on their defense that make you think, okay, we got some athletes. We got some guys that can compete. So they have to keep going. Shane needs a masterful draft again. He hit on so many pieces in the draft last year. He has to hit again. I think that if you get Russell Wilson, that doesn't mean that you draft Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. Some people are talking about Abdul Carter's foot issue and him potentially dropping in the draft. Travis Hunter, I don't know necessarily what position he plays for the Giants, right? They just went and got another corner. And I think his position in the league should be corner. They have two corners right now. Would he be receiver? Would he be across from Malik Nabers? Maybe. And I think for the Giants, he'd be a good pick because he plays two positions and he's a freak athlete. Like, he's one of the most solid guys as far as, like, we think he's going to be a decent NFL player. But the quarterback. They have to complete their holy trinity. I've been saying this for years now. You got the GM. You got the coach. You got to have the quarterback, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Like, how long can they go not practicing that, not doing that? Daniel Jones is gone. This is the year to draft a quarterback. And even if you do get Russell Wilson or do get Aaron Rodgers, still draft that quarterback with the top pick. Stop kicking it down the road and stop thinking that, you know, maybe a Jackson Dart will be there for you later.
Oh, I'm not trying to give up draft assets for Cam
A great point, Anthony. You had the number one pick losing 10 games in a row. So you're willing to give up your first, your third overall, your first round pick, your second round pick, your first next year, whatever it's going to, they're going to try and fleece you to move up two spots to get Cam Ward, who might not be that much more of a game changer than Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. But who knows what, you know, Tennessee and Cleveland is going to do, but, you know.
And you know what? That's another great point as well. They very well could take Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders 1-2. Then you draft Travis Hunter.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm all about Russ, though. I mean, I don't know how much money he's going to command, but, you know.
Not too much, and he stopped there last year. That's the thing. He stopped there last year to check on the Giants, and the Giants said, you got to be a backup to Daniel Jones. And he's like, I'm not going to be a backup to Daniel Jones.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Thanks for the call, Ant. 888-808-1019. Right now, Giants fans weighing the possibility of Russell Wilson versus Aaron Rodgers. I think a lot of people want Aaron Rodgers because these stats, I can't tell you how many times people want to throw his stats at me online. And I say the same thing. I've said it on air a bunch of times. Men lie, women lie. Numbers don't, but stats do. Those stats tell a lie. Especially you guys that want to put his stats next to Josh Allen's stats and say they had the same stats, but Josh Allen was the MVP. Yeah, because they won. And Josh Allen put the team on his back. And Josh Allen will run the ball in to score. Josh Allen will throw it to who's ever open. He's not trying to force it to Devontae Adams to get his numbers up and his historical tandem numbers up. I watched Aaron Rodgers fold. I watched Aaron Rodgers chuck and duck. I watched Aaron Rodgers throw interceptions, turn the ball over. I watched him tap out on his team in Buffalo. I watched him have the opportunity to go on game-winning drives and not be able to put it together. So those stats are cool. But, like, man, I got to tap in with one of these young guys online that really dives into the stats and say, hey, go and find how many of those touchdowns and how much of that yardage was in garbage time. Go and find how many of those, you know, throws and plays he made were in losing efforts or were against garbage teams. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars or something, you know? Like, we can't just compile the stats and say Aaron Rodgers still got it. Yeah, he still got it, but at the same time, he comes with a lot of other things. He comes with a lot of other headaches. That's why I'm talking about Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's going to come in. He's a family man. He's going to come in. He's going to bring Sierra. He's going to bring, you know, four kids to the practices. He's going to bring religion into it. He's going to bring in manifestation and meditation. Aaron Rodgers, you have no idea what he's going to be talking about. He's going to be doing Tuesdays with Pat McAfee, talking about anti-vax, talking about ayahuasca, talking about running for vice president. I don't know. I don't know. 888-808-1019. I'll leave it alone for now. I'll let you guys call in and tell me how you feel as Giants fans looking at Russell Wilson, looking at Aaron Rodgers, and don't even waste my time with Joe Flacco. Derek is out on Long Island. Derek, you got it.
What's up, Keith? First time, long time, big fan. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Just like you, Yankee Cowboy fan here. Really happy you switched over to football because our Cowboys, man, ownership, they go into the year saying we're going to be selectively aggressive. And listen, the NFC East has become a beast with Washington and Philly. And we let Rico go. We signed two running backs. Low risk. They don't do anything special for me. DeMarcus Lawrence leaves. Micah Parsons still needs a contract. But I'm not going to lie, with Shoddy there at the helm and Cooper Rush being on the market, I really thought our aggressiveness was going to be Cooper. It seems like every year we're just selective, but we're not aggressive.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp's not. He didn't want to come. He didn't want to come to Jerry World. Go on though.
I get it, but where's the aggressiveness? Give him a deal that.
No. He went home. He went to Seattle. He went back home to Washington, where he's from, where he played college ball. That was the whole thing. He stayed in division. He's going to face his old team, but he went back home. Nobody wants to come to play for Jerry Jones. You mentioned DeMarcus Lawrence. DeMarcus Lawrence, literally in his first interview with the same team that Cooper Kupp joined, the Seattle Seahawks, said, I know I'm not winning a Super Bowl in Dallas. And then all the Dallas Cowboys got mad about it. For what? Him telling the truth? The truth hurts.
And look, Lewis leaves too, and he starts bashing the Cowboys a little bit too. So it seems like all these guys are bashing. I get it, but we have CeeDee, we have Dak. We won 7 games last year with Cooper Rush at the helm. You have a franchise quarterback that you killed the market with Dak Prescott. Where's the help? Where's the aggressiveness with this ownership?
Yeah, they go and get Kaiir Elam, a corner that has been barbecue chicken at times for the Buffalo Bills. Hopefully he's decent. And like you mentioned, the two running backs, Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders, those are guys you wouldn't even put on your
Dante
fantasy
Fowler,
team.
Fowler, $8 million?
Dante Fowler, I mean, I guess he stays in the system. He doesn't really move the needle for me, and you need him there now, I guess, with DeMarcus Lawrence gone. They better draft an edge rusher. The Cowboys are
I'm on Long Island. I'm here. I'm surrounded by Jet fans.
Sure.
My brother's Jet fan. All my best friends are Jet fans, and I'm
they
talking
can't
about
say much to you.
They're going on there.
Yeah, they can't
and
really
I'm
talk.
Like, I'm sitting here like, man, who am I trying to clown here?
No, you can't clown anyone because Jerry Jones is a clown. And he's the leader of the circus. The big D stands for big disaster waiting to happen, big disappointment. They're never winning anything with Jerry Jones at the helm.
Thank God we have the Giants to be the bottom feeder of the division to at least have somebody
yeah, but for
to
how long?
At this point.
But for how long? Because you know the Eagles and the Commanders, they're set with their quarterback, skill positions. Like you know, they were in the NFC Championship. They're going to be good in a few months when we get back to it. But how long will the Giants stay under the Dallas Cowboys? Not forever. Not forever.
Yeah, it's
not forever. Not forever. Dak is hurt all the time. They underperform. They blow games. And like you said, Micah still needs a contract. They are terrible at managing the cap. They are terrible at paying their players early. Be smart. Get ahead of it. You want to wait to pay Micah Parsons? Okay. Well, Max Crosby gets paid. Miles Garrett gets paid. Yesterday's price is not today's price. You can't afford to pay Micah Parsons what he's worth now. You gave Dak Prescott all of that money an hour before week one kickoff. It's ridiculous. CeeDee Lamb misses the entire training camp because you want to play games in the media, Jerry Jones, and say, we don't need him right now. And we miss him, but we're not doing anything. You do need him. He's one of the best receivers in the league. He fell to you in the draft.
Preach, Keith.
I mean, this is not 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, but I could talk about it for the rest of the show. They're a joke. It's tough to be a fan of them because they've made so many mistakes. Happy trails, Zach Martin. Zach Martin's retiring because it's not worth it to bang your head against the wall for the Dallas Cowboys. Who are they drafting? Are they going to draft a running back at 12 overall? I hope not.
Yeah. I mean, the Boise State guy's there, and that's the talk about getting him, and I really
Please
hope
don't.
We don't go down that
but,
path.
But they have a pipeline of Boise State players, from DeMarcus Lawrence to Kellen Moore to Orlando Scandrick, even Leighton Vander Esch. So they might just go ahead and draft Ashton Jeanty out of Boise State, and that would be stupid.
At this point,
you're not a running back
me.
Away.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And this is a deep running back draft class. They don't need to draft a running back at 12. Draft the offensive lineman, replace Zach Martin. Draft a defensive tackle because you can't figure that out in the interior. That's actually one move that I'm glad Osa Odighizuwa is still there. But like Mozzie Smith, what
yeah,
a bust. They drafted
the one
Mozzie
thing
Smith.
They got right. If they got one thing right, that was it.
Mozzie Smith hasn't done anything for them, and they used that pick, and there's so
but
many other guys they could have taken.
We did sign our long snapper who has the third highest contract. We have a good kicker and we have a good returner, so I guess the special teams is what he's doing good this offseason.
Yep. Get ready to snap the ball and punt it. Get ready to settle for three, kick field goals. They got a good kicker and punter. Kevontae Turpin's back. At least Kevontae Turpin's ready to return some kicks and punts.
Appreciate it, Keith.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Derek. 888-808-1019. You hate the Dallas Cowboys? So do I. Keith McPherson on the Fan. You know, it's like, I have watched them for so long do stupid things like trade a fourth round pick for Trey Lance. And then they need a running back. And they could have got Bucky Irving with that fourth round pick. They could have drafted Braylon Allen. Hell, they could have drafted Tyrone Tracy. I watched them trade for Jonathan Mingo. Are you dumb? Like, why would you trade for Jonathan Mingo? He couldn't get on the field with one of the worst teams in the league. He couldn't get on the field with the Panthers. That's our guy. Where did Jonathan Mingo go to school? Was he a Arkansas guy? I guess I know Jerry Jones got a thing for his Arkansas guys. But when I saw that trade, I was like, why would you do that? Oh, he went to Ole Miss. Why would you go trade for Jonathan Mingo? Oh, we're good. We're good. We don't need a second wide receiver with CeeDee Lamb. Just look at the deal. Look at what they gave up to get Amari Cooper, a first-round pick. Look what they got back for Amari Cooper. And then look what the Bills did trading for Amari Cooper years later. Just dumb. Hire some actual football people. Hire some actual guys to be GMs, right? And last but not least, hire an actual head coach. Don't just hire the son of a head coach that nobody had on their radar to be a head coach. Brian Schottenheimer, shout out to Marty Schottenheimer and the lineage and the nepotism that, you know, obviously Jerry Jones can relate to with Stephen Jones working right under him. But when the Dallas Cowboys fail again, you had Mike McCarthy. You should have just ran it back with him if you wanted continuity with your offense. You should have just ran it back with him. But no, what you wanted to do was screw him over because they held up Mike McCarthy from interviewing. And then he wasn't able to land a gig. He wasn't able to get a head coaching job. And then they also missed out on a guy like Aaron Glenn, 888-808-1019. And I've been leaning into the Jets, and I've been leaning into Jets fans giving Darren Mugi and Aaron Glenn and Justin Fields and Stone Smart and these guys a chance. Give them a chance to succeed. I'm so tired of Jets fans just making up a in their minds that this it's never going to work. They're running into a buzzsaw. Nope. These guys have no idea what it takes to succeed here. They can't. No, they're doing some things that I think are going to actually make you happy down the road. Moving on from Rodgers was a good thing. In theory, we all said, hey, these guys want a quick start. Go with the Hall of Famer. You got the quarterback right there. And I told you this. When I watched that intro press conference, Glenn and Mooj said that they were going to pour through the film. They were going to watch every single game. And I know that it wasn't Pat McAfee. It wasn't the vax stuff. It wasn't ayahuasca. It wasn't the old age. Maybe it was. It wasn't the money, the cap hit. They watched the film and they watched Aaron Rodgers fail multiple times. They watched the film and they said this team only won 5 games. They didn't blame Greg Zuerlein. They didn't blame Breece Hall. They looked at the quarterback and they're like, this guy brings so much attention. This guy brings so many eyes and ears and people that are watching. Is it worth it to start off our regime with him? Is he going to, like, no, go a different direction. And everybody said, hey, they better have a plan at quarterback. If you're going away from Aaron Rodgers, you better have a plan at quarterback. And you know what? They did. They signed Justin Fields. And that $40 million contract is nothing. $40 million for 2 years. Geno Smith and Sam Darnold, former Jets quarterbacks, are making $40 million a year. And, Jets fans told me that they were busts and that they were no good and that they can't figure it out. Seems like they're figuring it out now. 888-808-1019. Seems like
Geno. New York Jets.
I think we're gonna like Aaron Glenn and his personality, but it only matters if they win. If they don't win, we're not going to like to hear his mentality, his mantras, his rah-rah stuff. He's a football guy. Yeah, that stuff is for the intro press conference. The Jets never win the intro press conference. So I see some calls on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. I'll plant this seed here so when we come back, we'll take some calls from the Jets fans and the Giants fans. You know, we talk football into the baseball conversation. Stop telling me Justin Fields can't throw. You can't throw. Stop telling me Justin Fields can't throw the football. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll talk about it right after this. Oh, yeah, let's keep running. Your boy KM, one of the most hated and somebody's favorite. That's just how it goes. 888-808-1019. 101.9. As we hit around the 11:30 hour on the Fan in New York, talking about Justin Fields, talking about the Jets now, and I might be dead wrong. I was just talking to Connor Gangreen, my producer, Jets fan, and he's like, you're going to talk me into Justin Fields. What I'm going to do is talk you into giving Justin Fields the opportunity to succeed. Instead of listening to people that tell you, oh, he was benched for Russell Wilson. And wouldn't it be something if Russell Wilson signs with the Giants and we got the two Pittsburgh Steelers quarterbacks from last year on opposite sides of MetLife? I want to go back to last year, right? Russell Wilson, I guess you could say Justin Fields was benched for Russell Wilson. He was. Russell Wilson, when he was healthy, he came in and he was a starter, and Fields was on the bench unless there was like a short yardage play or a gadget play or whatever. But I think a lot of that is out of respect. Russell is 10 years older than Justin. I think a lot of that is out of resume and experience in the NFL. Hey, I'm just going to ride with the guy that's won a Super Bowl and that has done it. Pittsburgh, Sixburg, they expect to win. You know, I look at the decision to go to Russell Wilson as a decision that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers might have regretted, because they lost down the stretch last year. 888-808-1019. If you're picking up what I'm putting down, they went away from the young guy that was winning games early in the year, taking care of the football, only had one interception. And then they lost all these games in a row and couldn't get the offense going, couldn't get George Pickens going. And that was it. Your offense is more dynamic with a guy like Justin Fields. Oh, he's just a runner, Keith. He can't throw. He was running for his life in Chicago, where he had nothing that he could do but stick his foot in the ground and take off, where he is bigger, faster, and stronger than guys. And if he found a lane, he was out of there. That now comes to the Jets offense. Aaron Rodgers can't do that. Now, yes, Aaron Rodgers is a savant, cerebral, never seen a defense that he can't read, doesn't know, whatever. But, like, I watched Aaron Rodgers, and I looked at his mechanics and his timing, and I'm like, Aaron Rodgers thinks he's still MVP Rodgers. He thinks that he can get away from the fundamentals, setting his feet, making throws, and he thinks he can just sidearm a ball or flick a ball, and it's not always landing there. I hope that they drill the fundamentals in with Justin Fields. He does have a strong arm. He can throw the ball on a rope. And they're not going to ask him to read defenses. He's going to have one or two reads. His number one target is Garrett Wilson. His number two target might be Breece Hall. I want to play a clip right now from Connor Rogers. If you watch SNY and you watch the Jets pregame, postgame show, Connor Rogers is on there with Bart Scott. He's on there with Willie Colon, and I had him on my show before, and he does a lot of stuff with Roto World and some fantasy football stuff. And, you know, he was talking about Justin Fields as far as his fantasy value. Let's play that, and then I'll continue on my Justin Fields Jets conversation. Go ahead, Connor.
You look at his six starts last year, he was a top 12 quarterback in three of them. He was QB1 in one of them in an offense that didn't want him throwing the ball or doing much of anything. I think we could all agree Garrett Wilson is better than George Pickens. Breece Hall is a better pass-catching back than Najee Harris. So this is better for Justin Fields, who Aaron Glenn wants the quarterback to run the football. From a fantasy perspective, this puts Fields in a great line, but he's fantasy relevant right out of the gate.
Fantasy-wise, we're excited because another viable starting quarterback has been added to the player pool. Bingo. He has always put up fantasy points because of his legs, and I think you could make an argument that just with Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, he has better weapons than he's ever had at any point in his career.
Okay. So when you think about, you know, and people are saying I'm crazy for comparing him to Jalen Hurts. And I'm like, okay, I'm not comparing him to Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has been to two Super Bowls, balled in both of them. Now he's the champion MVP. But if you think about Jalen Hurts in fantasy, he gets a ton of points off that tush push. When they get into the red zone, goal to go, he's going to score. Well, if you watch the Steelers last year, Justin Fields was able to score. He's going to run the ball. He's going to score. There's going to be a threat of him and Braylon Allen in goal line situations. I'm telling you, they're going to figure out the offense around Justin Fields. I'm telling you, they're not going to put him in. They're not running Nathaniel Hackett's offense. They're not run. This is a brand new offense for the Jets. Tanner Engstrand. They can install a brand new offense. I was talking about this the other night. Nobody in the NFL knows what the offense is. Nobody has seen it. They're going to install it and learn it, and they're going to be able to catch some teams off guard with his speed, his athleticism. Garrett Wilson is tough for anybody in this NFL to cover one-on-one. Get him one-on-one, and that's your one read. 888-808-1019. Let me take a call here, but there's so much more on Justin Fields' ability, why they paid him what they paid him, the structure of the contract, why this is like, it's not that risky. It is not that risky, and they had to pay him. Because I bet the Giants would like to have him. I bet some other teams in the NFL would like to have Justin Fields. He came to the Jets, and that's a good thing. Anthony is out in Stony Brook, New York, on the Fan next. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to make a comment, especially something you just said right away. Of course, I'm a diehard Jets fan. I support them. I hope Justin Fields is amazing. But in terms of saying that teams wish to have him, last year, the Bears were basically trying to give him away. I know the asking price was a little high in the beginning, but I mean, they basically gave him away for less than Kenny Pickett, Sam Howell, all these other players.
Because Caleb Williams was coming.
Which is, of course, understandable, but teams like the Giants could have easily had them for a very cheap price, and they didn't want to do that. And then he comes to the Steelers, and essentially, I mean, he didn't get benched, but he essentially got benched for Russell Wilson, who wasn't playing at the highest level. He did have a good year, but I mean, he wasn't good enough to outplay him. And then coming into the offseason, it seemed like Justin Fields was their third or fourth option. I love the contract. I love the structure of it. It is a good gamble. But in terms of the ability to actually read a defense compared to being able to just throw a ball, I think Justin Fields has had enough time to show that he'd be able to do that. I just don't think he has the ability to do that, if that makes any sense.
Sure, and that's what you think. And I think that you don't get this far in the NFL, you don't sign this contract, you don't get to this point if you can't read a defense. 888-808-1019. You guys act like reading defenses is like, reading a Japanese encyclopedia. It's not that difficult. They're going to work with him. And again, they're going to simplify the offense for him. He's going to have one or two reads. It's not going to be that. I'm telling you, if you think he can't read an offense, like, these guys are coming from the Bears or coming from the Lions where they played against the Bears. They had some film on him. And I talked about how much DJ Moore didn't want the Bears to move on from him. How DJ Moore didn't like see Caleb Williams as much of an upgrade. Now, Caleb Williams is a generational talent and a can't miss prospect and all that. Let's see what Ben Johnson does with him. Let's see what Aaron Glenn does with Justin Fields. He's bigger, he's faster, he's stronger. He's got his college buddy and Garrett Wilson here. Let's see who they draft. Let's see what the offensive line looks like in front of him. Breece Hall in the backfield. Braylon Allen in the backfield. Isaiah Davis in the backfield. This offense can be explosive, and I think their formula, going back to Jalen Hurts, is like, hey, Jalen, there were points in this season where Jalen Hurts' own number one receiver, when they asked him, why is the passing game struggling? The quarterback? The passing game's not struggling. You have Saquon Barkley rushing for 200 yards. You have the threat of your quarterback running. Run the ball and play defense. That's
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How you win games in the NFL. 888, you know the number to dial. If you're not picking up what I'm putting down, you got to understand that, like, we're a long way away, and I could be dead wrong, and I'll be here to be like, wow, I was so wrong. Justin Fields can't read a defense. He's panicking. He's not what I thought. But, like, I'm just looking at the trend of quarterbacks in this league that were top picks that were written off and didn't write back, to use Geno Smith's term. Like, if you're a Jets fan, I would look at the two quarterbacks in Sam Darnold and Geno Smith that had to bounce around to a couple teams, and then they just got paid and figured it out. It takes a while to get the speed of the NFL down. It takes a while to recognize defenses, and they disguise defenses and coverages. Justin Fields is 26. How old is Geno now? 34? I think Sam Darnold is 27. But, like, it takes reps and experience and time. And it takes somebody to believe in you and work with you. I don't think that they really believed in him and worked with him, as, you know, they knew they were on the way out with him in Chicago. I don't know how much Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin believed in him and worked with them with the Steelers. He was able to win some games early on. But I also, like I said, cited the Steelers lost. They lost all of their games the rest of the way. So how much do you think they're not regretting that some? They couldn't score more than 17 points. They lost out. I think they got to be thinking, hey, maybe if we would have at least had the threat of Justin Fields running, maybe if we would have gave him some better, like, I'm all in on Justin Fields. I like that number 7 jersey he picked. Shout out to Boomer putting on that number 7. I think he's going to look sweet in that jersey, give you some Vic vibes running the football. Now you have an explosive quarterback that can take off to the house for a 50-yard run. You also have an explosive quarterback that can find a receiver 50 yards down the field and throw the ball in the air. Big plays, home runs, and in between, run the football, control the clock, and play defense, right? The Jets have this vaunted defense. Ooh, it's getting chippy out there. Creighton's about to win. But the guy just dunked the ball late. And UConn took exception with that. Anyway, Keith McPherson on the Fan. We got to break it down here. More Justin Fields when we come back. Now we know it'll be Creighton versus St. John's in the Big East tournament. And I got more for you. We're going to talk Juan Soto. We're going to talk Mets. We're going to talk some Yankee stuff as well. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Yeah. 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 Hell yeah. Man, I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere either. Keith McPherson on the Fan. You know, I just heard that Francisco Lindor drop. And when I opened the show tonight, I said, man, it's just a Mets world, and we're all living in it. Juan Soto told you it's always been a Mets town, and we'll see when the Mets start winning. Well, it's right in front of us, man. Spring training games, Juan Soto's still homering. Juan Soto silencing fans that say he's overrated and overpaid. He's hitting the ball right to the guy, and hey, just when you want to start mocking his defense last week, Yankee fans, don't do it. I told y'all, don't do it. He makes a nice little sliding catch, and now all the Mets fans are like, see, Gold Glove. Gold Glove. Yep, him and Brett Beatty. Gold Gloves on the right side of that Mets defense, you know. SNY Mets is leaning into Juan Soto, fun guy. Juan Soto, I've never seen Juan Soto smiling and laughing and carrying on more than he is with the Mets. He's home, baby. He's home, Queens. The orange and blue, the amazing Mets, the amazing glazing Mets. Did you see that Juan Soto doc is out? The Pursuit. I'm not watching it, but hey, I mean, maybe you want to Netflix and chill over the weekend. Go to YouTube and watch The Pursuit, you know, how the Mets swayed Juan Soto. Wasn't the money. Wasn't the money. It had nothing to do with the money. It was about family. It was about the culture, the vibes, the prospect of a decade and a half of winning 2 to 4 World Series, playing with Lindor and Nimmo and Vientos and Alvarez. And like, Mr. Met is going to start taking steroids. He's going to be buff. Queen's best dance crew, they're going to be up there dancing to the Ghost Fork song. Like, it's lit, bro. Like, it has nothing to do with the money. Don't even mention it. Like, I know you guys just think it's about the money and the highest contract. It's not about the money.
Let's go, Mets!
Yeah, whatever. I'm happy for Juan Soto. He seems genuinely happy. He's embracing it. He's home. Like I said, he's not playing for another team. Mets fans have shown up. Congratulations. Like, Steve Cohen called you out a couple weeks ago when spring training started, saying he wasn't happy about being 18th. Wasn't happy about being in a pennant race and people not showing up and Brandon Nimmo having to call for fans to come out when they literally had a pop star on the team. You have Candelita performing after the games. You have an OMG sign. You had Grimace, the rally pimp. Seymour Wiener, the playoff pumpkin. All of these things to make you want to come out to the ballpark. It didn't actually turn into that until the NLCS. And it looked pretty good in the NLCS. And the DS too. But right out of the gate here, you know, I haven't found it. I tried to Google it. I tried to find it on Twitter. But I heard Evan talking about how the Mets got the hottest ticket. Instantly worked. The Mets have the most expensive opening day ticket for Citi Field, I guess. Wow. And that's the Juan Soto effect. Worth every penny. And it's a Mets town, and we're just living in it, Yankee fans. Just lay low. Just lay low for now. Luis Severino still taking shots at the Yankees. Luis Severino is now with the Sacramento A's, but, you know, first opportunity he gets to say, you know, the trainers with the Yankees were unbelievable, but the Mets were on a different level. Unbelievable, different level with... You were unbelievable, Sevy. We couldn't believe that they, one, kept throwing you out there. Two, you kept tipping your pitches, couldn't get out of the first, second. And good grief, we didn't stand a chance. You were unbelievable. Signed that contract, we couldn't find you. Let us all down. 888-808-1019. It is a Mets town. It's a Mets world after all. Injuries came and slowed them down. Jeff McNeil, whatever. We got Brett Beatty at home. We got Luis Angel Acuna ready to go. We'd rather see the young guys anyway. I'm tired of Jeff McNeil, yo. I'm tired of watching Jeff McNeil. Clay Holmes, opening day starter. Steal. They saying he's going to be better than Max Fried. What a world. What a Mets world. You know, it's always like you knew Lil Bro was going to grow up. You knew Lil Bro was going to get his driver's license. And then once he get his driver's license, drive around town for a couple years, maybe start dating some girls, turn 21, get it. You know, he's got his L's. Now he can go buy some beer. And little, you know, he's growing a little facial hair. He's turning into a man. He's got some money to spend. And now it's like, welcome. Welcome to the party, Lil Bro. We all can sit at the table together. Baseball is going to be great this year. We got stars on both sides. High expectations on both sides. Lower the expectations just a little bit. But baseball is right around the corner for real. Let the games begin. Because that's the real measuring stick. Not all the spring training exhibition highlights. Not all of these clips and all these other things from the Pursuit documentary and the Mets house in Union Square and ticket sales and all that is cool and all. Let the games begin and we'll see what we have in Queens, what we have in the Bronx. And we'll be right here on The Fan to keep you updated. 888-808-1019. Still talking Russell Wilson. Still talking Joe Flacco. Actually, don't call and mention Joe Flacco. It makes no sense. It makes no sense to sign Joe Flacco. He's done. You can't protect him. He can't run. He can't move. He's done. Get Russell Wilson. And if you can't get Russell Wilson, get Jameis Winston. And then draft a quarterback. It is a must. You must draft a quarterback. And I'll take your Jets calls as well on Justin Fields. I'm riding with him. I'm rocking with him. I'm giving him a chance to succeed or fail. Oh, something I wanted to mention was that contract. Before we get to Steven in Rockville Center. Steven, I'll give you a couple minutes. Get your thoughts together. You know, I was reading the article where it's like if the Jets release Fields in 2026, they'll take a $22 million dead cap hit with just $1 million in cap savings. If they designate him as a post-June 1st release, they'll take a $13 million dead cap hit in 2026, $9 million dead cap in 2027. They'll save $10 million in cap space in 2026. I think they're taking $49 million. What's the Aaron Rodgers dead cap? So, like, that's another thing. If Justin Fields sucks, you can throw him away. If Justin Fields doesn't materialize, he's just a stopgap. And draft your own. Yeah, Jets will eat $49 million with Aaron Rodgers officially gone. So, Steve is in Rockville Center. Steve, do you want Aaron Rodgers to come across and quarterback the Giants?
First off, I want to say, I've told you this before, I really want to hear you on the daytime. I think you're a great host. I wish you'd get that opportunity, but
there's no room.
I'm not calling to glaze you, as the kids would say. But so I'm torn. My thing is with the quarterback situation. It's pretty simple. It's that these guys are desperate. So I don't like. I'm arguing with my brother earlier today where he's saying, oh, well, if we can get a trade up for Cam Ward, let's do it. If not, if Sanders is there, well, the Giants tried to get Stafford. They obviously got rebuffed, right? Now they're trying to get Rodgers, maybe Wilson. There's no coherent plan. They push these guys back to the wall, and rightfully so, because Shane and Dable have not done a good job. But their backs are against the wall where their short-term interests can no longer align with the long-term interests of the franchise. And that's my problem. I think the best-case scenario here is, yes, bring in a Rodgers or a Wilson, let them flop and fail, and then let a new regime come in with a good draft position and not trading away. There's a rumor out there, by the way, and this is really why I called. I'm sorry I went on the detour first. There's a website, I'm not going to name it because I'm not trying to plug it, where they have people who are consistently predicting what the Giants do. And one guy is saying the Giants have an offer out there for Aaron Rodgers for 2 years, $90 million with basically 50 guaranteed. Now this guy...
What?
Yes, and I'm not going to say the website unless you tell me to say it. I'll be happy to do it.
No.
But this guy, I won't do it. So this guy has been right on so many things over 5 years. He clearly has an into the organization. He had them drafting Daniel Jones. I can go on and on down the list. But he's basically saying that the Giants' last offer was 2 years, 90, 50 guaranteed for Rodgers, and that the Steelers are meeting the total, but they're not meeting the guaranteed number, and that's the holdup. And then the Vikings are now trying to swoop in and say, oh, well, maybe we can actually present ourselves as a better opportunity because, yeah, we can't put the same guaranteed money as the Giants are, but we're a better scenario. But I don't know. I don't even know what to think. It's all the hosts, you, Boomer and Gio, Evan, or everybody. We're all trying to figure this out, and the reality is we can't wrap. Right now they have Tommy DeVito. He's the only quarterback. John Mara must be sitting there being like, when are you signing somebody? Like you said, just get Wilson almost, it feels like. But then those guys are going to get fired because Russell Wilson is not going to get them to where they need to go. And then the other thing is, well, if they take Rod, let's say Rodgers says, well, I'll go there. I'll go here. The Giants aren't going to use a draft pick on a rookie quarterback. They're going to obviously go all in to save their jobs.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I went on a tangent there.
No, you got it. I'll take it from here. Thanks for the call, Steve. 888-808-1019. I mean, that's too much money for Aaron Rodgers. He's cooked. He like, this is not prime Aaron Rodgers to be paying him that much. And, like, this is why I go back to, like, these guys shouldn't be the ones making the decisions. Being in a desperate spot, making decisions is not good. Not for the now, not for the later. I would be done. I wouldn't wait on Aaron Rodgers. Not for that much money if that's, you know, what's floated out there. It's got to be about getting a young quarterback. It's got to be about drafting a young quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is trying to, you know, prove that he can still lead a team to the promised land, that he's still got it, and that he's a good quarterback in this league. He's better than most of these. So you're not doing that with the Giants. I just think he's out on the Giants. You're not going to the playoffs with the Giants. You're not leading them anywhere. Why would they pay him? I think he goes to Minnesota or Pittsburgh because they're closer. So then you go back to Russell Wilson or Jameis, and they're much more affordable. And you got, like, no problem benching them or telling them to get out of the way late in the season when it's time to let a Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders take over the reins. And, again, with Cam Ward, I'm not giving up what it takes to get to the number one pick, because I'm not so sure that he's that much better than Shedeur Sanders. And if you have Brian Daboll, this quarterback whisperer, he should be able to get enough out of Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur Sanders can throw the ball. Shedeur Sanders has been groomed for this. He's been prepared for this. His dad is a Hall of Famer. His dad is one of the most famous players of all time. He's going to throw the football. And you know what? He's another guy. He's just going to come in and play football. He's just going to come in and lock in. So I'd be trying to bring in a Russ or a Jameis and draft Shedeur at this point. And if you don't want to draft Shedeur, then draft the best available and Travis Hunter. And Shedeur might not even be there, because there's a good chance right now it's Cam Ward 1 and the Browns take Shedeur at 2. Because both of them need quarterbacks. Right now, the Titans have Will Levis, and the Browns have Kenny Pickett. I don't know, man. It's interesting. Giants fans, call me up. Jets fans, call me up. Yankee fans that are on hold, stay on hold. Mets fans that want to talk Juan Soto and this glorious Mets world that we're living in, we can do that as well. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll say good morning on the other side. We'll be back right after this.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.